This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
All right. Go for it. So this is 12:24 p.m. and we're in Long Beach, New York. This is my great grandma and I'm Madison Walsh. And yeah, let's go.
My father had to come here for 5 years before we could come to America. But somebody had to send for him that was a citizen also. And my uncle Luciano was here. He was a servant. He was in the army here. And he was a citizen. And he sent for him. So he had to provide food and shelter and a job for my husband, my father, and he did. And then my father lived with them. And after 5 years, he took the test and became a citizen. And through a mistake, they asked him where his children with him, and he said yes. And we weren't with him, we were with my mother, but I became a citizen from a mistake. I had asked, I said, you know, there was a mistake, and they said, you're on the paper, you're a citizen. So I was able to vote.
Wow.
When I was 18. And but my brother, he was asthmatic. We forgot all about that when we came to this country because he no longer suffers with asthma. The change of air. So.
The change of air from Italy to here, like, gave him asthma, or just like, what happened?
He never got asthma again. But that's what he died from.
Wow.
Hi. Is she picking your brain?
Yeah. Interviewing a little bit.
Give her all the information.
Grandma. Hey, Grandma.
Let her know all the good things.
How are you?
Hi. Look. Did you have trouble finding it?
No. I woke up late. That's what happened.
I forgot to tell Aunt Anna that you usually everybody's late. She's always late. Hey,
I'm like
late.
My mother.
She's late. Madison, let me give you these.
She's good.
These are your
thank you.
Presents.
Thank you, Grandma. I appreciate that. We'll open that.
I ever did with my keys to this place because I can't find them anywhere.
So Grandma, why did you leave Italy?
She hated it. She
because
wanted to come here to the
my
new
father
world.
Was here.
Because your father was here? Okay.
And we had to take the ship. We didn't fly.
How long was the ship ride?
The ship was fine for about 1 hour. Then we got into the open waters. And the waves were going over the ship.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. But we kids, we ran around anyway. But not the mothers. The adults were throwing up all the way over.
Wow.
Anyway. On the last day, I think it was the 14th or 15th day, my mother said to me, go to the cabin on the top of the ship. That's where the telegraph office is. And send a telegram to your father. So I said, okay. So as I'm walking up those steps, the water is running over me. And all of a sudden I felt somebody hold me. And it was one of the mariners. He said, where are you going? And I told him. He says, that's terrible to send you up there because you could get washed away and we never would know you know.
Because the water was going into the boat, basically, right?
Oh, yeah. You can't even begin to imagine how rough it was. Anyway, I sent the telegram to my father. And then, as I turned around to go away, he said, "You're not going by yourself." So, as he held me, he took me down to my cabin. And that's where we stayed. And then we'd have to go to dinner. We went. They used to have nice meals.
Mm-hmm.
We could eat, but the women that were nauseous, they couldn't eat. They were terrible.
What did they give you guys to eat on the ship? Was it like crummy food or?
Yeah, I would imagine it was. I don't really remember. The only thing I remember was I picked up a square of butter. I thought it was cheese.
A square of butter? You thought it was cheese? Oh, man.
Yeah, because we never had butter at home. We only used olive oil. So I put it in my stuff, my finger, my teeth in it. Yeah.
Butter?
Thought it was cheese.
This is really lousy sad. Cheese.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, and they said, "No, that's butter. Oh, keep it away from me."
Okay. Why did your father want to migrate to the United States? Like, what was?
Because they don't want to. Why do they want to come here? Because they make a better living.
Right.
And years ago, it was profitable. He got a very good job in a shoe factory.
Mm-hmm.
In Italy, he used to make the shoe to fit your foot. Here they had sizes.
Oh, he would like individually like make it to the foot, mold it to the foot.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So it was like more work in Italy, essentially, right?
Yeah. He also played the clarinet. And smoked.
Lungs were
shot. Eventually killed him.
That's why he got the asthma, right? Partially?
He got the emphysema.
Emphysema.
Later on when he got old.
So, do you remember anything about Italy? Like, do you miss anything?
Oh, I remember everything about Italy. There isn't a thing I can't remember.
How old were you when you migrated here?
I was 12.
Wow.
I came here in 1927. And now I'm 104.
I know, you're going strong.
I can't believe I'm this old.
It's because you're Italian. They live long. They're healthy.
Good blood.
Got the good blood. You got the wine, the blood.
No.
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 I never drank.
Really?
I can't drink.
I mean, like, when? But you used to drink, obviously, right?
Never did.
I got
That's
it.
Why you've lived
This
to
is
be
why you're 104.
That's
this
why
is
I'm
it.
Like Irish side. Everybody dies at, like,
Everybody
60.
Croaks in the Irish. All of her family's dying because
they're
just drinking,
you know, drinking
all day.
What happened?
No. But
yeah.
My, hi.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey.
How are you?
This is my cousin,
hi,
Sienna.
Hi, nice to meet
you. You look like you're related.
Nice to meet you.
Where's your brother?
Huh? He's sleeping. I don't know. I think he's sleeping.
Yeah, good.
I'm actually interviewing Grandma.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
That's right. I'm going to have
recording.
It.
She's recording.
I'm recording it.
That's Uncle Robert.
Yeah, I'm her. Sorry.
Yes. If you guys wanted to know that.
I'll be 69 in August.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
Cool. All right. So, Grandma. Yeah, so what do you miss about your country? Like, what do you miss about Italy?
Well, I don't miss anything at the moment. But when I was a child, I missed my friends. I miss going to school after school. What I mean is, after we were dismissed from regular school, we went to the nuns, to the convent, and the nuns used to teach us how to crochet.
That's so cool.
Embroider and different things. And then they used to read to us from the Bible. So I thought it was only a story. But when I came from Italy and I went to the store with my cousin Faustina, I said to her, I heard English spoken, but never like this. They're so melodious, you know, with the expression. And she said, those are the Jewish people talking, they're talking Yiddish. So I said to her, you mean to tell me they're still alive? She said, very much so. I said, I thought it was only a story that the nuns were saying, you know, in Italy.
What about like, what story?
They were reading the story of the Bible.
Oh.
And I couldn't believe that they were still alive, that it wasn't the story at all. You know, the Jewish people were alive. Well, many, many, many. And of course, when I went to school and I couldn't speak English, the principal said to me, what grade would you like to be placed in? I said, well, in Italy I graduated. But, yeah, I like to be put in the first grade so that...
What, so you were 12 in the first grade?
So, as I advance, you know, you put me ahead. So the children used to say, what's your name? Name, nome, you know, it's similar. Anyway, I always try to imagine what there was. So I would say, Faustina Santopolo. Yeah. Yes, but what's your name? And these kids are stupid. I used to think to myself. Anyway, I certainly knew what one-on-one, one-on-two, you know, and the language I just would have to speak.
Well, no, I had
to speak it. So anyway, they sent me to another class, and I thought whatever was written on the class, on the paper, told them that I couldn't speak English. So they were having a reading session, and everybody was looking at the book reading. And the teacher told me where to sit. And then she went back to her book. But I wanted to tell her, I didn't understand you. And I don't speak English. But she never looked up. So after the third time, she said, what's the matter with you, stupid? Don't you understand English? I said, no. So she said, you don't understand English? I said, no. And she hugged me, you know. She said she was sorry, she didn't know. So, anyway, at that time, I'm going back now, many years, this little boy that was in the classroom, he went home and he told his mother, Mommy, there was a little girl and she cried, and she was so pretty. And she said, he said, and when I get to be a big boy, I'm going to marry her. And we did.
Oh my God. You two saw me this one.
He took out many girls, you know, and he would say to them, I'm taking you out for company, and I hope we'll have a nice time, but don't get any ideas that I'm going to marry you or anything, because I have somebody else in mind. So under those circumstances, if you want to go out with me, fine, and if not, I'll ask somebody else. Anyway, he used to take the girls home. So the father of one of the girls said, I intend to retire soon, and I'll give you my business if you marry my daughter. He says, I don't want your business and I don't want your daughter. I told her I wasn't doing that. So he went away.
Wait, so but you were in the first
they let her skip grades.
They let you skip grades, right?
Yeah.
So how old was great grandpa then? Was he younger than you?
Yeah, he was about 7 months old. Younger.
Oh. That's not that bad. 7 months younger.
Oh, no.
That's really not that bad. Okay.
Anyway, eventually, I got to, you know, they wanted me to write compositions.
Mm-hmm.
And before writing, what are you going to write? So they had parents.
Val, you just have to say the Our Father. She's not coming in. She's not coming in. She's sick. Just say the Our Father. And let me just do Anna.
You want to know something? Years ago. Years ago.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, we'll get delivered.
Communion?
She's sick.
Who?
The one that sent us there.
The Eucharistic minister came, but she did not come here because she's coughing.
Oh.
She's coughing.
Oh, so she comes here to give to get communion.
To give communion every Sunday.
Oh, today's Sunday. Oh, yeah.
Every Sunday. But last Sunday she was not able to come because she was coughing very badly.
Oh no.
Now she stayed only outside.
Seem to get sick.
Okay. All right, girl, I have a few more questions. Let me see. All right. So you already answered that. You came with your cousins to...
What is it?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. So you came with your cousins, right? And your father and your mother to the United States, right?
Yeah, we went to live upstairs from my cousins, yeah. But what am I up to?
You're doing really well. Let me see. Well, okay, well, how did you adjust to the language and the culture in New York?
They said to write a composition, including parents. And I said, I have lots of parents. They said, no, there's only two. Now, I was very confused. How could you have more than two parents? But si parenti means relatives.
Oh.
And parents is genitori. Lots of times I was confused about the language. Then there was the principal asked these two young teachers in the lunchroom if they would teach me how to speak English. So the first day or two they were very nice,
mm-hmm.
and they taught me different little things. And then they started to talk English like my father, broken English, you know. Come here, come there. And I looked at them. and I couldn't say anything to them, but I left and I never went back to them.
So you only got taught by the lunch ladies like once?
Huh?
The lunch ladies only taught you English like once?
I didn't understand.
You said the lunch ladies only taught you English like one time?
No, I went there a couple of times and they were pretty nice.
Okay.
They were teachers.
Oh.
They were. It was their lunchroom and the lunch period. Actually, they didn't have to do that. That was more than
what they were required to do.
But when they started to teach me English with the Italian accent, I never went back anymore because I was attuned. I could tell. But the kids were very nasty to me. They threw stones at me. And they,
just because, why? Because you were Italian?
Because I didn't speak English, I guess. I don't know why. They couldn't tell from my clothes what I looked like. I look better than them.
You look better than them?
I did. So, I didn't know how to express myself to these kids. Threw stones at me. So I said to the teacher, this, and I had a stone in my hand, and I said, you mean they threw stones at you? Yes. Well, they were punished very severely. They never did it again.
Good. So you like wore different clothes and you had different hairstyles and they didn't understand, basically, right?
No, my styles were better than theirs. When my father brought me to the children's dress shop to buy different clothes.
I'll see you on the way back.
The woman said, I like the one she's wearing better. So he said my sister made it for her.
Mm. It's always the best stuff anyway.
The table's been set, ladies. Your grandmother been doing it.
I just bought some bagels.
Just got done cutting the bagels, laying the candle, cutting the food.
Thank you, Grandma. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, I have to give you the pass. You gonna go to the beach?
Yeah, we're probably gonna go to the beach, yeah.
You have to bring it back here.
We will.
You bring it back here.
Well, right after, because the beach is right there. We'll just come back and bring it.
You don't leave it in the mailbox. You bring it in the door and you say, give this to Grandma.
Okay.
Meaning me.
Yes. Thank you, Grandma.
A lot of grandmas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Here,
you
want to
hold that one?
Yeah.
Because I have the other one for my mom in here.
Yeah. I said, where do you have it?
In here.
No towel?
Okay, be careful.
I forgot a towel.
What did you buy? Be careful, something? Don't lose it.
Be careful, do not lose it.
Because it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I know, yeah, yeah.
Here, I'll put this.
They have no towel.
Look, watch this.
No, she has a towel.
I have a towel.
I'm just going to use hers. Mother. You're not going in the water?
Yeah, well. Oh, I have a sheet too.
Alright, so we're good. I'm not going in the water.
I came prepared.
What do you mean?
Don't
you're not
worry.
Going in the water? You're going to be the first one in the water. It's so beautiful.
Grandma, what's up with this? I don't want to go in the water. I don't want to go in the water.
Yep.
Well, everything is on the table.
Do you have a
girl.
Nail file, Anna?
Yep. I'm okay. We ate before we came, which was stupid.
Everything is
boyfriend?
On the table.
I don't, actually.
And he wrote a poem for me. And the only thing I can remember about her, but she's a human too, or something like that. But it was very pretty. And I had it in my dresser drawer. But God knows what happened to it.
It was a poem he wrote you?
Yeah.
Another boyfriend? Not daddy? Okay. This is bad.
No, I let him read it too.
You know, the Eucharistic minister Kate wasn't coming in because she had a cold for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She usually gives communion to Grandma Perry and all of us when we're here.
That's awesome.
That's so nice.
That looks like Kevin.
What?
And Pam.
That
looks like Pam and Kevin.
That's Pam and Kevin.
And who is it? Joanne?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is that? Who is that good looking guy?
Kevin?
I don't know who he is.
Who's it called out?
Woo!
The boyfriend.
All right, so this is Sunday, July 7th, 2019, and we are ending our session. All right.
Tyler Pam.